Welcome to TechNet Radio, your guide to the IT universe.
Hi, and welcome back to TechNet Radio. I'm Aurora Queen. Thanks for joining me today. This is our show for April 3rd, 2007. So today we wrap up our CCS series with how Microsoft IT enables high-performance computing. We have a new interviewer for you today. His name is Jason Bennett, and he's the TechNet content manager, usually working behind the scenes here. But today he talks with Jeff Kahn and Kathy Palmer. Kathy details the steps in setting up a CCS cluster and explains how to maintain a CCS cluster. They also talk about how Microsoft is focusing on making management and deployment of CCS function with existing infrastructure. So we've actually been getting some calls on our listener line lately, and after that interview, I'm going to play one of those for you. First, here's how Microsoft does IT on TechNet Radio.
Hi, thanks for joining us. My name is Jason Bennett, and today we're talking about how Microsoft IT enables high-performance computing. Today we're joined on the line by Jeff Kahn. He's a product manager on the U.S. Windows Server marketing team, and Kathy Palmer, lead program manager for the HPC product team. Kathy and Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
Jeff, first question for you. I understand Microsoft recently entered the high-performance computing market. When and why did Microsoft decide to enter the market?
That's a great question. So the effort actually started a couple of years ago in contemplating the entrance into the market, but we officially entered when our product, Windows Compute Cluster Server, was released to manufacturing in last summer, June 2006, and a couple months later became generally available to the public in August of 2006. And we entered the market for a couple of reasons. We saw some trends within the industry, not to mention the market opportunity itself. So by various groups' estimates, the HPC market is somewhere between an $8 and a $10 billion market, accounting for hardware, software, and services, and growing at double digits. But the trends that we saw, for example, were rapidly decreasing hardware costs and increasing system performance. So systems, or high-performance computing systems, that used to be leveraged by government entities and research institutions, for example, became much more broadly available. And the use of commodity system components was also a trend that we saw within the industry. So basically, there's a huge market opportunity, and it just so happens that Linux has a large market share in this market, so it had Microsoft's focus, and so for those reasons, we decided to enter the market.
So what's Microsoft's vision for high-performance computing?
So Microsoft set out to make high-performance computing applications and infrastructure more broadly available to the masses rather than limiting it to the to what would be considered an exclusive club a number of years ago, for example, federal government and academia. We're looking to make the development of applications easier, so developing high-performing and/or parallel applications easier. We're looking to make it easier for IT professionals to build out and maintain the infrastructure that supports those applications. So rather than requiring a small-scale integration effort, taking, for example, an OS kernel and a job scheduler, and management tools and other components and having to integrate them on a situation-by-situation basis. We're looking to make it easier to basically install, in some cases, pre-configured systems, more of a plug-and-play kind of a scenario. And we're also looking to make it easier for end users. So the researchers, for example, people in R&D or engineering teams that are looking to submit compute jobs, get the information back, and basically make their day-to-day lives a little bit easier. They can do more runs, for example, get more accurate information back. And in some cases, we kind of we make the analogy to a printer and a print queue. So just as it's very easy to, within, say, Excel or Word, hit the print button, have a job submitted to a print queue, we'd like to make it that easy for scientists and researchers to be able to do their job, compute button, basically, have jobs submitted to a compute queue and get their information back, basically streamlining their day-to-day process.
Gotcha. So which industries or scenarios are you targeting?
So we have a handful of industries and verticals within those industries and different scenarios, actually, within those verticals. So, for example, in manufacturing, you'll find us focused on situations around engineering and oil and gas, computational fluid dynamics or finite element analysis kinds of applications, or within oil and gas, seismic processing or reservoir simulation. Again, very compute-intensive kinds of scenarios. And worth mentioning, getting these things right or wrong or doing them more quickly have multi-million dollar implications. So within financial services, you'll see us in capital markets, banking, and insurance situations where quants are doing risk analysis or portfolio modeling. media and entertainment, you'll see us playing a role within digital content creation server farms, for example, or in life sciences, doing genome research or drug docking kinds of applications. And in public sector, you'll probably see us in federal and education, where in many cases, the applications that I just called out in the commercial side are also relevant within the public sector, though they have unique applications to those segments as well. And so that's from a vertical perspective or an industry perspective, but you'll also see us if you look at it from a slightly different angle, which is the size or the complexity of the infrastructure required to support those applications. So you'll see us in scenarios from very small clusters where you find users of applications limited by desktop performance who want to scale out to a compute cluster using things like Microsoft Excel or a fluid dynamics kind of an application, or perhaps a technical computing application like MATLAB or Mathematica, which happened to be made by two of our key ISV partners, MathWorks and Wolfram Research, respectively. But you'll also see us in very large installations, very large clusters, so multi-hundred or multi-thousand node situations where seismic processing within oil and gas, I'd mentioned before, or especially in financial services, what people will more often refer to actually as grid scenarios than they do HPC specifically, but again, multi-hundred and multi-thousand node scenarios.
Well, drilling down a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about the Windows Compute Cluster server product and what makes it unique?
Sure. So there are actually two key components, and the third piece of it that I'll refer to is really just a combination of the first two. So the first we refer to as Windows Compute Cluster Edition, which is really the basic OS, and that's built on a technology that's been around for quite a while, Windows Server 2003 X64 Edition SP1. Again, a basic baseline OS. And on top of that, something that we call the Compute Cluster Pack, which involves a couple of key sets of tools that are used in build-out of HPC clusters. So things like an integrated job scheduler, an MPI stack, or message passing interface, which helps in certain kinds of HPC scenarios, built on a standard called MPitch2, which actually, interestingly enough, was developed at Argonne National Labs and is basically our adoption of open source technology, or leveraging of open source technology within this solution, as well as deployment and provisioning tools. And then CCS, which is basically a combination of the first two, and so really a turnkey-oriented offering for HPC systems. And you ask what makes it unique. Well, again, that it is a turnkey offering and in general requires versus alternatives where one, again, might need to engage in a small-scale integration effort, more of a turnkey out-of-the-box kind of an offering where especially organizations that are leveraging Microsoft technologies like, for example, Active Directory or MOM to manage their IT infrastructure, that now corporations can integrate HPC, which in many cases used to be sort of an island from a management perspective, into their corporate IT environment, leveraging both technologies and people that have been trained on those technologies. And one last thing I'll mention is that we've priced the offering very competitively for the marketplace. The turnkey CCS offering is $469 retail price, and people who are in the offering will more than likely see costs lower than that depending on volume licensing scenarios relevant to their organization.
Right. Well, I got a question for Kathy. Kathy, how easy is it to set up a CCS cluster? Can you run through the steps?
Sure, Jason. Actually, one of the major goals in the design of Windows Compute Cluster Server was to simplify the deployment and management of high-performance clusters that can be used at both the personal and the workgroup level. So ease of system setup is a major focus of our product design. A Windows Compute Cluster consists of a head node and one or more compute nodes, so setting up the cluster involves two main parts. First, the head node is set up, and then the compute nodes are set up, and both of these are guided by a wizard, and after the head node installation is complete, a to-do list page is displayed which guides the admin into setting up the compute cluster networks, adding the compute nodes, and managing the cluster users. A network configuration wizard is available from the to-do list, which allows the administrator to specify up to three types of networks. You can have compute nodes connected to a public or external network, and or have the compute nodes and the head node on a private separate network, and the admin can set up a dedicated network for application traffic. This is often a higher speed network such as InfiniBand or MirNet. So the network wizard shows a picture of the configuration options and allows the admin to choose one of the configurations, and then it configures the networks for the cluster. For compute node setup, the admin installs the supported operating system, Jeff mentioned Compute Cluster Edition, on the compute nodes, and then joins the nodes to the same domain as the head node, and then the admin can run our compute cluster pack setup on the compute nodes, and CCP setup prompts the admin to join the node to an existing cluster. The admin specifies the cluster head node that's already been set up, and the compute node is added to the cluster. There's also support in our tools for compute cluster in our compute cluster pack to automate the compute node installation as well.
Okay, well, what about administration? What does an admin have to do to manage a CCS cluster?
Well, managing the compute cluster is accomplished through our compute cluster administrative UI or from the command line. This allows for a simple administration management of the entire cluster from one place. After the head node is set up, the admin is presented with a management console and the to-do list page is displayed, and the admin can first set up the users for the cluster, and through this wizard, it guides the admin through adding users or groups on the head node, and these users changes are propagated to all the compute nodes that have been approved for inclusion in the cluster. So then when the admin brings up the compute cluster administrator, a start page is displayed. The page provides an overview of the cluster, the job status, and allows the admin to access the compute cluster's job scheduler, where he can submit jobs, view jobs, and cancel jobs. There's also a node management page, which displays information about the head nodes and compute nodes from there, and the admin can add nodes, remove nodes, monitor jobs running on the nodes. So it's all from a single interface.
Yeah, well, you've alluded to it a little bit. Do you have some things that you'd say would make management of CCS clusters easy for the systems administrator?
Yes, for ease of management, we provided the single point for management of the cluster. Management, deployment, and job scheduling are all integrated. And also, our management services use a system definition model for the cluster to seamlessly replicate changes that the admin makes across the cluster, keeping all the compute nodes up to date with the management changes. Secondly, there's a neat feature of the job scheduler, which provides a simple way to run an executable or script on all or a set of all the compute nodes at once. This is called the clusrun command, and admins know that clusrun is their friend. The admins for the compute cluster server have found this feature to be a very useful tool for running administration scripts across all compute nodes at once in parallel. And we also have a multitude of scripts on the Microsoft Script Center that can be used in support of administrative tasks, such as assessing the health of the cluster, installing patches to compute nodes, managing jobs, users, and nodes. So you know, just check out the Script Center as well.
How is this similar to and different from the Windows Server infrastructure that many IT professionals are used to deploying and managing?
Well, first of all, our management services are similar in functionality and design to the other Windows Server products. CCS just fits into the existing IT infrastructure. And from there, we built additional tools to help with HPC aspects of these servers. The CCS management provides additional infrastructure for managing compute cluster, where our management tools understand that the servers, the Windows servers, are employed as a cluster, and it allows the admins to view and operate on the servers as a cluster. However, any existing Windows infrastructure can be used to deploy or manage the servers that make up the compute cluster, because Windows Server 2K3 is the underlying operating system. For example, we've just released our first service pack, SP1, And this service pack is made available for download for users of Microsoft Update and Windows Server Update services. And in addition, large cluster deployments are starting to use Windows deployment services to deploy the clusters. And Jeff already mentioned some large installations are also using MOM to monitor their clusters as well. And we've released a MOM pack for Compute Cluster Server. IT professionals have at their disposal all of the Windows infrastructure for managing Compute Cluster Server in addition to the management tools provided with CCS.
Were there challenges that you ran into that people listening in might learn from as they consider architecting and deploying and managing HPC solutions, whether that's Windows Cluster Server or otherwise?
Well, when deploying large clusters, admins often have to deal with hardware configuration and environmental issues that can be challenging, such as power management. Do I have enough power and cooled space to house the cluster? Also, admins need to make sure they have the drivers they need in place before they start rolling out the cluster. Another issue is application performance. Some customers have asked how they can configure or tune network settings to maximize the performance of parallel applications that are running on the cluster. Since the release of our product last summer, we and our partners have developed some best practices for tuning the cluster for such things as minimizing network congestion, and these best practices are posted on our community site for our customers to use as well. I'd say one more thing. Data management is always a challenge for larger infrastructures, and this is true for larger clusters too. Sometimes applications running on a cluster require large data inputs that have to be made accessible to compute nodes via storage infrastructure.
Okay, one more question for you. Are there any other Microsoft groups considering using the high-performance computing infrastructure that your team has made available?
Yes, we have a 64-node cluster called Athena that we have put into production and is installed in the Microsoft Partner Solution Center. Each node has a dual-core AMD Opterons connected with MirrorNet, which is a fast network, so that the parallel applications can communicate over the high-speed network. This cluster has been used by several teams inside Microsoft and it is available out to external sites.
Well, thanks so much, Kathy. I want to thank Jeff Kahn and Kathy Palmer again for coming out and talking to us today about high-performance computing. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For TechNet Radio, I'm Jason Bennett.
How Microsoft Does IT on TechNet Radio. So I put a couple links up on our site, microsoft.com/TNradio. There's that Script Center link that Kathy mentioned, scripting for Compute Cluster Server. And of course, to hear more from Microsoft IT Showcase, visit microsoft.com/technet/itshowcase/default.mspx. So we have been actually getting some calls on our listener line. It's very exciting. And I'm going to play this one from John.
Hi, my name is John, and I listen to TechNet Radio on my commute here in the Bay Area. I really like the show with Steve Waz and the group policy shows. Also, I'd love to hear more about Longhorn. Any chance you'll be talking about Longhorn anytime soon? Anyway, thanks again.
Thanks, John, for the comments. I wanted to play this one for you because, yes, we are actually going to be bringing you some Longhorn shows in May. So stay tuned for those. And thanks again for calling in, John, and for leaving your feedback and comment. Email me at tnradio@microsoft.com or give our listener line a call. Thanks, as always, for tuning in today. I look forward to next week. For TechNet Radio, I'm Aurora Queen.
Have comments or want to request a story idea? Call us at 1-877-814-6506.